With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, this is the final day of the Supreme Court's current term, with a half dozen decisions soon to be released. One of the highest profile rulings concerns President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship for the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. With the deadline he set fast approaching, the president is pressing Congress to get her done and pass that big, beautiful bill.
As Senate Republicans struggle with how to cut billions of dollars from health care, the president is touting the signature domestic policy bill. He told a White House audience that Congress needs to pass the legislation
to secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream.
The president said the measure includes record tax and spending cuts, plus more money for border enforcement. He wants it on his desk by July 4th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president brings word of the signing of a trade deal with China. We're awaiting details. Mr. Trump says he expects to seal a deal with another major trading partner, India, soon. Milwaukee's Mayor Cavalier Johnson is urging the gunman who ambushed, shot, and wounded two city police officers last night to turn himself in. If he doesn't, Johnson says there is no getting away from the long arm of the law.
Know that the men and women of this department, on this police force, they're going to find you. They're going to arrest you, and you're going to be brought to justice anyway.
One officer suffers non-life-threatening injuries, but the other critically wounded. Key inflation gauge moved higher last month. Commerce Department says that consumer prices rose 2.3% in May compared with a year ago, and that's up from just 2.1% in the month of April. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher so far. The Dow is up 155. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
Lawmakers in the state spent a lot of time promoting the LGBT agenda and then watching the courts knock down their laws. The latest case features a Christian camp which has won the right not to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the camp, and now the state is backing down, agreeing to let the camp alone and exempt all other religious facilities from its LGBT orders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's high school sports federation have violated federal civil rights law. They did so by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The Department of Education announced the finding and proposes a resolution that would require California to bar males from competing against females in sports. It would also require that the state strip transgender athletes of records, titles, and awards. This is SRN News. Microsoft is rolling out a change that for many PC users could take some getting used to.
Nearly every Windows user has had a run-in with the infamous blue screen of death at some point in their computing life. Now, after 40 years of being set against a very recognizable blue, the updated error message will soon be displayed across a black background. The changes to the notorious error screen are part of broader efforts by Microsoft to improve the resiliency of the Windows operating system in the wake of last year's CrowdStrike incident, which crashed millions of Windows machines worldwide. Microsoft says it's streamlining what users experience when encountering unexpected restarts that cause disruptions, and that means a makeover to the infamous error screen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.